Let's have a seat again. You see, when I will say rise up now, I only want 15 people to rise up. Now, I've not said we should rise up. Amen. How many people did I say I wanted? Because God told me that those 15 people shall rise above problems. Amen. Amen. I've not asked you to rise up. God told me that those 15 people, any power that wage war against your life shall crush to ashes. I still have not told you to rise up. Tell your friend, my friend, wait for me to rise up before you rise up. Amen. Make sure you don't rise up before me. When I overcome my problems, I shall remember you. Amen. You see those 15 people? Amen. The arrow the enemy has been firing at their destiny shall go back sevenfold. Amen. There's something good that is already hanging. Those 15 people, whether your enemy likes it or not, you shall reach your goal. Amen. Those 15 people, the tears that the enemy has been enjoying in your life, they shall dry forever. Have your seat now. Amen. Amen. Only those 15 people, rise up by fire. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We shouted one kind of hallelujah yesterday. How many people still remember it? We shout this kind of hallelujah, 7 of them. And make sure you are already jumping, because you are jumping for joy. And make sure your voice is the loudest. And make sure you face the whole direction, because miracles are coming for you. Are you ready? That sister is not ready. That brother, are you sure you are ready? It will be a shame and disgrace if a sister should jump more than a brother. I want to encourage all the brothers who are here. God called you the head. Make sure no sister jump more than you. Thank God there is no fan. Just make sure your head does not penetrate our ceiling. Hallelujah. 7 hallelujah. Let's go. Aha. Oh yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! 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 Aha! Marika posotori kandaraba. Oh yes! Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I have no power of mine. of my own eye. Power of my own. Holy Spirit, I look unto you. Help me, I have no power. Power of my own, I have no power. Power of my own, I have no power of my own. Holy Spirit, I look unto you. Help me, I have no power. Holy Spirit, move me now. Make my life whole again. Make my life whole again. Spirit, move over me. Spirit, move over me. Blessed Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Move me now. Make my life whole again. Lick it loud. Whole again. Oh yes. Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Come and rain. Oh yes, Lord. In my life, come and reign. In my life, today, Jehovah Nissi. El Shaddai. Mighty Lord. In my life, today. Do something new. Can you sing it louder? Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my today. Oh yeah, do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Do something new in my. Do something tangible in my life. Somebody should think it loud. In my life, something tangible in my. Do something tangible in my life. To Jehovah Nissi, do something tangible in my life. Something tangible in my life. Do something tangible in my life. To the Lord that answered by fire. The Lord that answered by fire. You will answer me by fire. You will answer me by today. Oh yeah. Lord that answered by fire. You will answer me by fire. You will answer me by fire. To all other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only one. There is none like. Hallelujah. All other gods. Other gods, they are the works of men. Oh yeah. Hallelujah, there is none like. Hallelujah, all other God. Hallelujah, they are the works of men. You are the only one. There is none like you. All power belongs to Jesus. All power belongs to God. All power belongs to Jesus. All power belongs to Hallelujah. Oh yeah, power belongs to him. All power belongs to Jesus. All power belongs to Listen again. All shakeable must be shaking. All movable keep on moving. I'm serving a living God. All shakeable must be shaking. Hallelujah. All shakeable must be shaking. All movable keep on moving. I'm serving a living God. All shakeable must be. Sing it louder. All shakeable must be shaking. All movable keep on moving. I'm serving a living Jesus. All shakeable. With your hand now. Hallelujah. All shakeable must be shaking. All movable keep on moving. I'm serving a living God. All shakeable must be. Hallelujah. All shakeable must be shaking. All movable keep on moving. I'm serving a living Jesus. You are not clapping. Aha! Hallelujah. All shakeable must be shaking. All movable keep on. You're supposed to be moving your body. Be shaking your body. Be shaking your leg and your hand. The power of God has started already. All shakeable must be shaking. Aha! Movable keep on moving. Aha! Serving a living God. Aha! That brother, be better. All shakeable must be shaking. All movable keep on moving. I'm serving a living Jesus. All shaking. Sister, I cannot see you doing this. All shakeable must be shaking. All movable keep on moving. I'm serving a living God. All shakeable must be. Hallelujah. All shakeable must be shaking. All movable keep on moving. I'm serving a living God. All shakeable. Aha! Louder, louder! All shakeable must be shaking. All movable keep on moving. I'm serving a living God. All shakeable must be. Hallelujah. All shakeable must be shaking. All movable keep on moving. I'm serving a living God. All shakeable must be. Hallelujah. All shakeable must be shaking. All movable keep on moving. I'm serving a living God. All shakeable must be shaking. Amen. Tonight is tonight. Tonight is tonight. I want those who are ready for the gate of brass and the chains of the enemy to break, to sing this one violently. What did I say? Violently. When you sing it once, you start singing the final one. Let me sing the song so that you can understand. He said, Oh, that man, we praise the Lord. Oh, that man, we praise the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful work. To the goodness of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful work. To the children of men, to the children. He has broken the gate of brass and cut the bars of fire in sunder. He has broken the gate of brass and cut the bars. Amen. Face somebody who you know that has some fire. Make sure your own fire is greater than the person. Amen. Amen. Tell your friend, do you know I'm more anointed than you? Hallelujah. Are you ready? Don't let that person sing more than you. Don't let him clap more than you. After singing it once,
You start singing the final one. He has broken the gate of brass and cut the back of iron things under. He has broken the gate of brass and cut the...
Amen. Do you understand now? That's the person. Do you have enough fire? Amen. Tell him, even though you don't have fire, let me speak one grammar. I hope you will permit me here. My fire shall fireize you. Amen. So get ready to be fireized. That sister, are you ready? That brother, are you ready? Oh, that man, we praise the Lord. Louder! Aha! Oh yes, for his goodness and for his wonder over to the children of men, to the children. For his goodness and for his wonder over to the children of men, to the children. He has broken the gate of the... Aha! Oh yes, oh yes, he has broken the gate. You are not singing it. Aha, 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 he has broken. Aha! Yes, aha, he has broken the gate of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. He has broken the gate of brass and cut. Amen. Change that person. That person, the fire is not enough. Change your friend to another person. Amen. Tell the person, even though you don't have fire, my fire shall fireize you. That is why I will sing more than you and clap more than you. Are you ready now? Oh, that man, we praise the Lord. Louder! Aha! Yes, for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children. He has broken that. Louder! Aha! That chain must be broken. Aha! 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 Oh yes! He has broken the gate of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. He has broken the gate of brass and cut the bars of iron. It's like you are going to change that person again. Hallelujah. Do you know that many chains are already broken? Tonight is tonight. Get yourself ready. This is the final person. Tell him, my fire shall fireize you. So get ready to be fireized. Amen. Are you ready, that sister? I love the way the sisters are doing here tonight. Amen. They didn't want the brothers to cheat them. I will see whether the brothers are more powerful. Because some people are clapping, even if mosquito pass the middle of their clap, it will go freely unmolested. Amen. While I see some sisters who are ready to collect everything. Are you ready?
Yes.
No, brother, don't let that beat you. By fire, by force. Are you ready now? Oh, that man, we praise the Lord. Aha! Oh, yeah! For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men, to the children. He has broken that break. Aha! This is a serious one now. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Aha. 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 Oh, yes. Do more. Do more. Do more. Do more. Aha. Aha. He has broken that with the brass and cut the bars of iron in thunder. He has broken that gate of brass and cut the bars of iron. Thank you, Jesus. Sister, look for a sister like yourself. Look for somebody of your size. Let a brother look for somebody of his size. Don't cheat anybody. Amen. I'm sure the person in front of you is your size. Don't let a slim person go and choose a very fat person. Amen. Are you hearing me? Hold the two hands of your friend. Why I say you should look for somebody of your size? If you complain and your mate is holding you, you are complaining, then something is wrong with you. Amen. You will pray this prayer and help that person you are holding. Say, I pull you out.
I pull you out.
You see the reason why I say hold your friend. Amen. Amen. If your friend should pull you and you fall, it means you have been fireized. Amen.
Amen.
I pull you out
from every prison of darkness.
In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pull you out. I pull you out from every prison of darkness. I pull you out. I pull you out. I pull you out. Yes. Something is happening already. The power of God is moving already. I pull you out. From every prison of darkness. Marika Posotore Kandaba. I pull you out. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Oh yes. Things have started to happen. Today is the day of deliverance. Hold your friend again. Hold your friend again. Your friend again. You need to help that person you are holding. Amen.
Amen.
Say, I pull you out.
I pull you out.
From every cage of your father's house.
In the name of Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
I pull you out.
From every cage of your father's house.
I pull you out from every cage of your father's house.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, mighty name we pray. This is the final one. This is the final one. Hold him very well. Hold him very tight. Let him complain. Hallelujah.
Say, I pull you out
from every position of poverty.
In the name of Jesus, pull you out.
I pull you out from every position of poverty.
Pull you out from every position of poverty.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Now pray this prayer for that person as you sing and clap for him. Say, any power standing on your way, fall down and die. Standing on your way. Any power standing on your way. You are not singing. Any power standing on your way. Any power standing on your way. Oh yeah, fall down and die. 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 Aha!
Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes! Oh yes!
Aha! 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 Aha!
Oh yes!
Amen. I would have loved you to put a little bit of fire in your clapping. You are really praying for that person, and God is working in your life already. Are you ready now? Are you sure you are ready? Are you sure you are ready? Do you want to help that person? What we are singing is the power standing on the way of your brother and your sister. Must what? Must what? Are you sure you are ready now? Any power standing on your way? Any power standing on your way? Any power standing on your way? Oh yeah, fall down and die. Fall down and die. Aha! Yes! Yes!
Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Say this one with anger as you cry and put it in prophetic action. Every long-term sickness in my life, I shake you off. A lot of things are going to come out. I beg you to shake your own, so that people does not shake their own into your body. Every long-term sickness in my life, I shake you off. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha. Marike poso tore kanda baba. Aha. Shake them off. Shake them off. Shake them off. Aha. Yes. 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 They are coming out. They are coming out. They are coming out. Aha. Marike poso tore kanda baba. In Jesus' name we pray. There are 10 people God is about to visit now. Some arrows enter into your life in your dream. And up to now, you are still feeling the problems. I beg you to pray this prayer. Don't worry with what will happen to you. By the time the arrow begins to jump out, you may feel dizzy. You may be forced to sit down. You may even fall down. No problem. The power of God is here. Any evil arrow that has entered into my life in the night, can you say that one very loud? Aha. You are not saying it loud at all. Aha. I shake you off. In the name of Jesus. Shake them off. Aha. Marika poso tore kanda baba. Aha. Yes. Let the power of God begin to move. 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 Now. 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 Aha. Masepori kanda baba. Yes, something is happening to that brother. The power of God is coming upon that sister. Let the arrow jump out. 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 Jump out now. Aha. The arrow that has entered your life in the night. Marika posho tore kanda baba. Don't let somebody's arrow jump into your own body. Shake your own out. Shake your own out. Aha. Masepori kandaba. Yes, the arrow from your breast is coming out. The one in your belly, in your womb, is coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. 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 Aha. That arrow in your brain is coming out now. It's coming out now. Marika poso tore. Yes, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Aha. That arrow in your backbone. The arrow in your legs. Yes, they came behind the night. He's coming out now. Aha. Marika poso tore kandaba. That's the power of God. Yes. 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 Let the Spirit of God begin to move. 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 Now. Aha. Yes. Something is happening to that brother over there. The Spirit of God is upon you. You must be set free tonight. Be set free. 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 Now. 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 Aha. Aha. Look at what is happening to that sister at the back. Shake that body very well. This is not the time to negotiate. Don't negotiate with the enemy. Aha. That arrow in your breast is coming out. 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 Yes. Aha. Marike poso tere. Raimo seturi kanda baba. Aha. God is touching 10 people over there. Yes, that's number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Number five. Yes. Yes, 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 out. Number six, seven, eight, nine. Aha. That's number ten over there. Marike poso tore kandaba. Raimo si tore kandaba. Aha, 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 aha. That is the power of God. Yes, it's upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Shake that body very well. Shake that body very well. Ah. Yes. Don't let somebody's arrow jump into your home. Shake your home very well. Makaposotori kandaba. Rimose pori kandebobo. Yes. God, you need to touch these seven people. The bondages in their life is so large. They must not go back home the same. Aha. These seven people. They must experience your touch. Marike posotori kandaba. Yes. Aha! That's the person over there! Aha! That's number one! Number two! Number three! Aha! Number four! Number five! Six! And the seventh person. Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Lay your right hand at your stomach. Please don't vomit in the auditorium. Let your head be raised up with your mouth open. If there's anything you want to vomit, go to the restroom. The ushers can assist to give them some tissues. Lord, I challenge this serpent that has been moving around the body of this person. Let your mouth be open. Aha. Masa poli kandabo. Rimo se poli kandaba. Aha. I shake your foundation from that womb. Begin to come out. 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 Out now. Aha. Yes. Something is coming out from the mouth of somebody there like a smoke. Something is coming out like a lot of insects. They are rushing out of your mouth. Yes. The root of that sickness is being pulled out. Out. Aha. That poison you ate long time ago. I challenge it in your body now. Let the blood of Jesus begin to flush them. Begin to flush them. Begin to flush them. Begin to flush them. Out. 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 Aha. That is it. Oh. Many things are happening here. Look at what is coming out of that person. Like a long thread. Masepori kandaba. Rimosepori kandabo. Aha. That long time cough is being healed. Yes, it's receiving healing. Aha. Pori kandabo. So pori kandaba. That is it. Something is happening to the brother over there. Yes, yes. Aha. They have planted some cowries in your hands. Planted some cowries in your legs so that all your work, all the profit will be transferred to them in their altar. But look at what is happening. The fire of God is burning those cowries. He's burning them. 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 Yes. Aha. Polikendebo. Yes. Uh-huh. Some powers are struggling with the head of somebody over there. They are claiming authority over your life. Yes, you, that evil hand, struggling with the head of that sister, lose your hold. 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 Lose your hold now. Aha. Yes. Let that head be released. Aha. Aha. That's the power of God. The left leg of somebody is shaking there. The evil arrow planted in that leg is coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. It's coming out. Out. Uh-huh. Oh, a lot of things are happening here tonight. A lot of things are happening here tonight. There's an operation going on in the life of somebody over there. In the spirit, they have turned your head backward. The operation is going on now. They are changing the direction. It may look painful. Yes. Let that head be turned to the normal position. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It's happening now. Aha. Aha. Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Yes. 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 Amen. Amen. You will cry this one very loud as you are still laying your hand at your stomach. Say, any evil plantation in my life, be roasted to the source. It's a serious prayer. The evil plantation, be roasted to the source. Because as from today, the Egyptians you have seen, you shall see them no more. The sickness you have seen, you shall see them no more. The fibrous situation you have seen, you shall see them no more. The lumps in your body you have seen, you shall see them no more. The arrow in any part of your organ, you shall see them no more. The infertility in your body, you shall see them no more. Are you ready to pray that prayer? Are you ready to pray that prayer? What is that prayer again? Aha. Be roasted to the root, to the source. That sister, make sure you pray this prayer with fire. Let your hand be at your tummy, your belly button. You will cry this with the loudest voice you can gather. Any evil plantation in my life. Say it very, very loud. Be roasted to the source. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Evil plantation in my life. Be roasted. Be roasted. Uh-huh. Marike Posotore Kandaba. Be roasted on the source. Be roasted on the source. You are not the owner of that problem. You are not the owner of that sickness. You are not the owner of that bondage. Let the power of God begin to do his work in your life. Yes. Jesus' name we pray. There's somebody here, there are three evil plantations. Your prayer has just removed two. Remaining one. I don't want that one to remain. That is why I stop you, because your prayer does not have enough fire. You are ready to cry now. I want to believe you are ready for that evil tree to be uprooted. Something is there like a small snail, and it has to receive fire. Are you ready that, brother? Any evil plantation in my life. Say the loudest voice you can get. Be roasted to the source. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Evil plantation in my life. Be roasted. Be roasted. Be roasted. Aha. Marike poso tore kandaba. Yes. Evil plantation in my life. Be roasted. Be roasted to the source. Let that evil plantation be roasted. Aha. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Sing this song. In Jesus' name, yes. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, yes. In Jesus' name. Owners of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owners of evil, Lord, carry your... Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, yes. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, yes. In Jesus' name. Owners of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owners of evil, Lord, carry. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, yes. In your life. In Jesus' name. Owners of evil, Lord, carry your load. Owners of evil, Lord, carry. Louder. Owners of evil, Lord, carry your load. 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 Carry your load. Carry your load. Carry your load. Carry. Do you want the load? You should have clapped more than that. Yes. Command them to carry their problems. Your hour of restoration has come. Don't keep quiet. Don't keep quiet. You are issuing a command. You are not the owner of that sickness.
You are not the owner of that problems. Aha, 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 aha. Oh yes. Amen. The Lord said I should pray for all the firstborn that are here, so that your first will not be the last. Right, firstborn in this place, wherever you are, kneel down there. If you want to stand for your own firstborn, no problem. But if you are the firstborn, either male or female, kneel down wherever you are. Everybody will now shout this prayer with fire and anger. If you are standing, don't let those who are kneeling down cry the prayer more than you. Say, any power assigned to remove my glory. Sister, pray this prayer. I don't know why they are after you. But as much as they are after you, you continue to progress. Just stay with the Lord. You will never be pulled down. Any power? Can somebody say it with the loudest voice? Only the firstborn. Shout it loud. I stand to remove my glory. You are a liar. Yes. The power is going to remove my glory. Die. You, the power is going to remove my glory. Yes. 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 Jesus' name we pray. You this person, you are not praying at all. Look at all the members of your family. Look at your juniors. Are they not doing better than you? And you are here, you cannot pray. About three angels has come here because of you to put you back to your normal position. But your mouth is not loud. I stop everybody because of you. If you can cry tonight, what you have lost in 17 years, you will receive it within the next 7 days. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Any witchcraft power of my father's house, I say to remove my glory. You are a liar. Yes. Use the power of my father's house. I say to remove my glory. Oh yes. Open your mouth, yes. Let the angel receive, restore your glory back. Let your glory be restored. 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 Aha. Yes. Aha. That is it. Jesus. Mighty name we pray. Lay your right hand at the center of your head. And let there be silence. The power of God is here. They are returning what they have taken. Don't worry if the whole of your body shivers. Shake. The glory of God is coming upon you in a new way. Marika poso tori kandaba. Rima se tori kendebo. Makindebo bo shintari kandaba. Rima se tori kendebo bo. Yes. That person that they have removed it. You, that person that they have collected your glory and given it to the people behind you. Right there where you are, let the power of God come upon you. 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 Aha. Let your glory be restored. Silence, beloved. Let's see it happening. Yes. It's coming back. It's coming back. It's coming back. It's coming back. You can feel it, that person. Yes. That's the power of God. Yes, it's upon you now. Makipoli Kandaba. Yes. I told you before. You are going to see what will happen to you within the next 7 days. You are going to experience what they call uncommon breakthroughs. All of a sudden, you just discover you begin to rise up again. 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 In the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm praying for all the firstborn here. Any power assigned to demote you, any power that wants to push you behind, any power that wants you to be forgotten, any power that want people who are not supposed to be up to you to overshadow you. Lord, I command that power to be roasted. Say louder, amen, this time. Let it be a little bit louder. Let it be a little bit louder. Let it be a little bit louder. Let it be louder. Let it be loud. 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 Aha! Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Aha! Aha! That is it. That is it. Aha! Oh, your first shall not be the last. As from today, your case is forward ever and backward never. I prophesy to your life, move forward by fire. Let it be a little bit louder. Move forward by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. It is well with you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Rise above your sorrow with fire. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you because you are a great God. You are such a wonderful Father. All power belongs unto you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, we shall be lifted above every tragedy, above every sorrow, above every evil, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, the entrance of your word giveth light. Let your light shine over our darkness. Let there be restoration. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Have your seat. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We have a very short ministration tonight because of our time. But I know God has started touching you. And he will still touch you the more. I look into the book of 1 Peter. Book of 1 Peter. Chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. We read it from verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5, from where? He said, but the God of all grace. Somebody say all grace. Who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that ye have suffered a while, he will make you. Somebody say perfect. You are not saying it well. Say it better. After perfect, he will now establish you. Somebody say divine establishment.
Divine establishment.
Say it very loud. After the establishment, he will now strengthen. Somebody say strength.
Strength.
Say strength.
Strength.
After the strength, he will now settle you. Amen.
Amen.
We want you to collect these four miracles and take it home, or take them home. Let it continue to manifest in your life. From today, forever and ever. I look at what I call my time of divine restoration. My time of divine restoration. What the Bible said in that place was such an interesting thing. He said, but God of all grace. Meaning that that God has all the power. He's the one that gives you anything you can achieve in life. He has the power to change your situation. Somebody is not hearing me. Are you hearing me? He's the God of all grace. He can give you the grace to begin to move forward. He can give you the grace to receive victory, even where it is not necessary. Somebody is hearing my voice. Where you are not even present, people will begin to fight for you. Amen. He's the God of all grace. There is nothing he cannot do. He has power to make you somebody. He has power to change your situation. He has power to disgrace your enemies and put them into permanent shame. He said, the God of all grace, after you have suffered for a while. Beloved, there are many people, what you have passed through is enough to make you seven times better than what you are. Some people have fasted to the level where it looks as if fasting has finished in the house of the fasting ministers. Some people did deliverance as if the deliverance is almost finishing in the house of the deliverance ministers. But this problem still remains the same. God is telling me to tell you that he can see your suffering. Somebody is hearing me. God is telling me to tell you, I can see the way people have been humiliating you. I can see the insults they have been passing upon you and upon your God. I know what you are passing through in that your husband's house. Somebody you legally married in the beginning, but now he has become rich, he has abandoned you. God said, I can see the kind of pains you are going through now, with the kind of sickness that is worrying your life. Many are suffering from loneliness. The helpers are far away. God said, after you have suffered for a while, then some big four miracles will now begin to happen in your life. Somebody raise up your right hand. Say, oh Lord, enough is enough of my suffering. Answer me by fire. Can you declare several times? Uh-huh. Oh yes. You are not saying it loud. Number four. Number five. Oh yes. Number six. The final one. Amen. After you have suffered for a while, telling me to tell you the time of your suffering from tonight has expired. Your pains, your agony, your trouble tonight has expired. I have four major miracles for you. What is the first one? Perfection. Somebody say perfection. You are not saying it very well. You should have shouted it. Do you know when we say something is perfected? It means the fragmented bodies are joined together. And they now become a whole one. Perfection means there is nothing more to add. It's okay. It's wonderful enough. It's beautiful enough. That's the meaning of perfection. I don't know what they are taking from your life. I don't know when they have taken it. Some people, they are sitting here, but their body has been distributed all over the places. Tonight, God said, I will gather them together from whatever region they are. And your life shall be perfected. God is telling me that the business of somebody shall be perfected. God is telling me the family of somebody shall be perfected. In the mighty name of Jesus, your destiny shall receive perfection. Your joy shall receive perfection. Your marriage shall receive perfection. In your life, there shall be perfection. In everything you do, there shall be perfection. Your examination is perfected. In the name of Jesus. Raise up your right hand. Say perfection. Divine perfection. I receive you by fire. Say it very loud. Aha. Oh yes. One more time. Aha. Amen. You have suffered enough. You need perfection. You are hearing me, somebody? I don't know what remains for you to be complete. Whether you are here, it remains your paper to formalize your stay. From tonight, it shall be perfected. Did you hear what I said? I say, whether they are processing your paper to formalize your stay here, to make you a perfect and a legal or legal residence, tonight it shall be perfected. Yeah. 10 people say, I receive perfection. I say only 10. 10 people shout this. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Keep that one in your pocket. Hallelujah. I think that should be enough for you. You still want more? Ah. What is the second thing that is there? Say it very loud. Shout it very loud. Do you know the meaning of establishment? You see, some people learn some trade, but they were not able to practice it. There is something we call in Nigeria, you are doing joinman. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know it very well, but you cannot have money to establish it. Somebody who has it, you are now working with the person. That's what I mean. So the person will now be paying you penny, minga money, even though you have the same qualification. Because you were not able to establish, you cannot reap the fruit of the. And when you quantify what you are contributing to the business, it cannot be commensurate with what you are receiving. Simply because you have no money to start your own. You are hearing me, somebody? Yes. Are you still with me? Yes. Amen. Yes. When I'm saying establishment, I'm saying that whatever God has started in your life, that you do not have the power to establish. From tonight, the power of divine establishment shall come upon your life. I say you shall be fully established. you shall be fully established in the name of Jesus. Somebody is hearing me. Your business shall be established. Beloved, there is one thing we call managing. When they call you a manager, it's a good name. But when you call a woman a manager, it's different from a director. Are you hearing me? When you give a woman some money, it normally happens when the family are struggling to survive. Give some money to the woman and say, my dear, or honey, or sweetie. You know, when you want to encourage women, you call them beautiful names. The man knows very well that the money cannot buy everything. He will say, take this, my sweetie. Manage this one. You know I like different parts of meat. And my money cannot buy all. But this one, just manage it. Go to the market. God will give you wisdom. Just buy me this, buy me that, buy me this one. And you know what to do. You are my love. Hallelujah. You will give the woman the title of a manager. The woman will not get to the market. You say, everybody say, madam, come and buy this. Look at it. When he knows the cost, he will look and move forward. Hallelujah. She'll be looking for where the money can accommodate what the commodity can accommodate the money she has. Amen. What that one means is that the money is not enough to do what you wanted to do. It's different from somebody who is a director. A director will sit down, will say, hey, meat seller, bring the meat to my house. I direct you to my house. So and so amount. I don't want to know how much it is. Bring it. Take your money. Anything you want, you command them. Because you have the sufficient capital. Are you hearing me? There are many people, they are not fully established. They are still managing. That's where I'm going. They are still what? Managing. But today, God said, I'm going to promote 20 people here from a manager to a director. Only those 20 people shout amen. I still cannot hear your amen. I still cannot hear your amen. Raise up your right hand. Say divine establishment. I receive you by fire. Confess it 3 times. Louder, louder, louder. Aha. Aha. In the name of Jesus. Have your seat. I think we can share grace. That one should be enough. You still want more? Ha. Okay. I think there are still more in the Bible. There is another one there, number 3. He said, strength. Hallelujah. Strength means power. Strength means control. Anointing for authority. You can put some certain things under subjection. You have the strength. That is it. Amen. When you are talking about strength, we go physically and spiritually. There are some people, spiritually, they are weak. Are you here? They are pursuing you in your dream. You have no power. They will molest you, sleep with you. They will be crying when you wake up. You have no power. Some people, they pursue them. They are weak. They receive dirty dreams in the dream. And they cannot harass the power that came to them. Your power is little. You cannot be only powerful physically. Even spiritually, you're supposed to be powerful. When the enemy comes against you in your dream, You're supposed to say, I command the fire of God to burn you to ashes. That's what they call strength. Hallelujah. But many of us are weak. Physically, many people are weak. There is nothing to do to command the power God has given to you. But as from today, the strength of the Lord, the power of the Lord shall come upon you. Are you here? You have been spending your days in the hospital. Your body is weak. Your blood is weak. They call so many biological names to confuse your health. You cannot raise your hand, cannot raise your leg, cannot lift your hand, cannot do anything. Some people even have a kind of food they cannot eat. Amen. You see, there are some people, those who are struggling in Nigeria, if they enter into any canteen, what you call buffet here, somebody is hearing me. When they enter into canteen, or we call it, in our local language, we call it bucateria. In that bucateria, you can command different kind of meat, if you have the money. And then you order akpu or solid eva. There are some, but they are like stone. I've not seen any one of them here. When you throw it upon the forehead of some people, they must have headache. I'm looking for them here. I've not seen one. Amen. Some people who are managing, they will settle in that kind of a place and consume to their satisfaction and took pure water to wash it down. What they have done, some rich people must not try it. Hallelujah. If they try it, they will fly them to this place for medical checkup. They are rich, but they have no strength. Amen. Say, I receive strength. You are not saying it with power. Shout it with fire. In the name of Jesus. Now say it three times with fire. Aha. Yes. Amen. Have your seat. That should be enough. You see one settlement? Okay. What is the fourth thing there? Settlement. Settlement. You see, when the Israelites, they were in a strange land. When they were in the land of bondage, they were being tormented. Their enemies were beating them. They didn't commit any offense, but they were receiving punishment. Praise the Lord. They look at themselves. We want to sing a new song, but they say, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Meaning that they needed their own place of settlement. When they cried to God, God told them, no problem. There's a place that is filled with honey and milk. They call the place Canaan land. I'm going to take you there. There, you will be able to sing that song in your mouth. He took them from the land of bondage. And he took them to the land of Canaan. And he settled them there. Many of you are strangers. You are in the strange land. That's why testimonies are not coming. That's why we cannot sing a new song. Are you hearing me, somebody? If God has really answered your prayer, the way you will sing and dance, there is one man that danced. He said, if you... I will dance at David dance. Praise the Lord. There is a man that danced, we call it David. He danced one kind of dance when he was so happy. Many people cannot dance it because they are in a strange land. They are still managing themselves. They are occupying a place which is not their own. The enemy is tormenting them, afflicting them.
with terrible problems. But you can stay in a strange land for some time, but a day will come when God will move you from the land of bondage, from the land of crying, from the land of agony, and he will take you to your Canaan. You may be a spinster or a bachelor, and you are praying for a divine partner. If you have not reached that place of marital blessing, you are not yet settled. But tonight, God will settle you. I say God will settle you. Those who desire settlement in marriage, can you say a louder amen? Amen. You see, in Nigeria, if you rent a house, are you hearing me? There's a limit to what you can do. I remember the other time when I used to be a bachelor. You know, bachelor, those days, they used to have money. Especially if you are working. And nobody to share the money. You are still the only one. The lady will come and take small. He's not staying with you, so he doesn't command all the money from your pocket. So the day I'm happy, I can go to the market and buy chicken, buy turkey, buy everything. I went to the market one day like that, and I was cooking delicacy. You know, our own kind of kitchen is different from your own. Everybody to your tent, to Israel. In that place, you will have about 10 people using one kitchen. Hallelujah. I was cooking my delicacy, and you know the room is far from the kitchen. I went to the room. While I was coming back, I had some people running. Why are they running? By the time I got to my pot, the soup that is still on fire, a woman who has 4 children, who could not afford chicken and everything, has collected some of my chicken. Praise the Lord. Somebody is hearing me. Because we have a rented apartment. It will be madness for somebody now. If you rented a 2 or 3 bedroom flat, you bought the first car, you bought the second car, you bought the third car, you bought the fourth car, all of them in your house. And you are not the owner of the house. I bet you if you do it in Nigeria, your rent will increase. You will end up paying the NEPA bill of everybody, including the landlord. Praise the Lord. You are in a strange land. It will be another madness. If you are so happy, you say, I don't want to struggle and be going to market every day. Let me go buy all my meat in bulk. You went to the market, took a ram and slaughtered it, where you have people face me and face you. You slaughter a ram, you butcher it, you say you want to keep it in your freezer and be taking it small, small. They will give you names. Hallelujah. You are in a strange land. But if you are in your own apartment, like what we have here, I'm sure there are homeowners. You must not kiss ram in some areas. Or else they phone police. No, be so. But in Nigeria, where there is no homeowner, you have your big duplex. If you like, park 20 cars. Nobody will know. In this place, there is nothing like fence. The one I saw, they were made with wood. Fantastic building with wood fence. In my place, the fence is always taller than the building. Amen. And not only that, you will now put some barbed wires. Some people who have money, they connect the barbed wire to electricity. Praise the Lord. So if you live in that kind of house, if you lie, kill cow, nobody will know. Because you are in your own house. You are already settled. There are some certain things you can do in a strange land, which you cannot, which there are some certain things you can do in your own house and you cannot do in a strange land. Many cannot do some certain things now because they are a stranger where they are. They have not been fully established. They are not fully settled. If you are a citizen in this place now, there are some certain things you will do. You even move freely in some places. Even when they say black people are restricted here, you can go there. What can they do? When they harass you, tell them, I'm a citizen. I've seen some people living here and going to Nigeria. People are harassing them. No, I've come to take my man. I've come to take my wife. Don't treat me like that. I'm a citizen. Because you have green card. You can talk like them here. If you are still managing your papers, who born you? Hallelujah. Oh Lord, settle my life in my land of Canaan. Somebody should open his mouth and pray it. Aha. Aha. Yes. Aha. Yes. Settle my life in my land of Canaan. In Jesus' name we pray. Have your seat. Let me talk one or two times. Two things. Then we go and pray. You see, there is one thing we call the promised land. There is another one we call the land of fulfillment. It is good when you dwell in the promised land. Because they have prophesied that it shall be well. When you are there by the grace of that prophecy. Very, very soon, it will come to fulfillment. But there is one we call the land of fulfillment. The promises have now been graduated. They have now been elevated to divine manifestation. It's one thing to promise you, you will be this in future. You will live in the white man country. You will become this. The white people will serve you. Blah, 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 and all the rest. There are some small children, when you are giving back to them, they will tell you, don't touch this one, no. The stars round about their head is a serious one. Anyone who touch it will die. They have given prophecy concerning that child. A promise concerning that child. When they say you will be somewhere, if you are not there, it has not yet been fulfilled. You are still in the promised land. You need to go a little bit further. To the land of fulfillment. You understand what I'm saying? When you sing, I shall get to my promised land. I shall get to my promised land. No matter what the devil may say, I shall get to my promise. Amen. What you are saying in essence is that you will get to your land of fulfillment. The promised land is the one promised to you that you will be. But when that thing begins to happen, you are now in the land of fulfillment. They promise you that you are going to rear twins. You are going to give birth to twin child. Thank God you eventually got married. You are in the promised land. Your belly started coming out. And they say it is pregnancy. It's a promised land. Amen. But when those two children come down, and they became twins, they become fulfilled. How many people want to get to the land of fulfillment? Rise up on your feet.